on TikTok. Sometimes there's good things on there, mostly not. But this was someone, and they were sharing their daily affirmations. And they were giving the daily affirmations to manifest money and prosperity. It wasn't a Christian post. It was a New Age philosophy. I see a lot of Christians today promoting New Age books. Oh, you got to read this book. What is New Age philosophy? What is that? Well, I looked up I Googled it, and Wikipedia says that New Age, this is what Wikipedia says New Age is, not my definition, it's theirs. It is as a form of Western esotericism. Did I say that right? The New Age drew heavily upon a number of older esoteric traditions, in particular those that emerged from the occult current that developed in the 18th and the 19th century. So in other words, New Age philosophy is descended from the occult. New Age uses terms like spiritual, enlightened, the universe. Oh, if the universe will bring me blessing. Universe ain't blessing anybody. It's our Father God who created the universe. He's the one who brings blessing. People talk about the universe. Lordy, lordy. It has nothing to do with Christianity. And it has nothing to do with the Bible. You see, it doesn't glorify or acknowledge Jesus as the source of all blessing. Yet some Christians are deceived by New Age philosophy. And I want to tell you what the Bible says. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse... I'm just going to give you a few scriptures, okay? 2 Corinthians 11, verse 13, it says, "For they are not true apostles, but deceitful ministers who masquerade as special apostles of the anointed one." That doesn't surprise us. "For even Satan transforms himself to appear as an angel of light." Now, let me tell you, the devil is a little smarter than what most people give him credit for. Because he doesn't appear to you in a red outfit with a tail and a pitchfork and say, "I'm the devil." He transforms himself to be an angel of light. So you hear about New Age, the enlightened this and the universe that and the spiritual this, but you don't hear anything about Jesus. It's no wonder, verse 15, it's no wonder his servants also go about pretending to be ministers of righteousness, but in the end they will be exposed and get exactly what they deserve. Satan deceives people, you see, by transforming himself to appear as an angel of light. How do you discern the truth? Pastor Steve, how can I know the difference? Well, if it doesn't glorify Jesus as God, that's how you know. That's the simple way you know. The scripture says, I'm trying to protect you. The scripture says in 2 John verse 7, it says, "Many deceivers have gone out into the world who do not confess Jesus Christ as coming in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist." So anything that doesn't promote Jesus, if it doesn't promote Jesus, that's how you know this is not of God. Because anything that's of God, Jesus is at the foremost. Are you with me? In 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1, I'll give you another scripture. It says, "The Holy Spirit has explicitly revealed at the end of the age, many will depart from the true faith, one after another, devoting themselves to spirits of deception and following demon-inspired revelations and theories." In these last days, many will depart from the faith. And they will go after things like I've been telling you. I know people that will tell me that we've got family. that will send us books that are New Age books because they like the principle. And I tell them that principle is in the Bible. What they're telling you is in the Bible, but there's some people, they want the blessing and the principle, but they don't want to surrender to Jesus. They don't want to be accountable to the Lord. They don't want to have any accountability. 2 Timothy 3, verse 13. In fact, evil men and false teachers will become worse and worse, deceiving many, they themselves having been deceived by Satan. But you must keep on believing the things you've been taught. You know the things you've been taught. Keep on believing them. You know they're true. You can trust those who have taught it to you. That's why people often ask me, why do I share so many scriptures when I speak? Because I want you to know, I'm not telling you what I think. What I think means nothing. I'm simply a messenger. I'm telling you what God says. What God says means everything. That is the truth. In 2 Timothy 4, verse 3, last one I'll say, there is going to come a time when people won't listen to the truth, but they will go around looking for teachers who will tell them what they want to hear. They won't listen to what the Bible says, but they will blithely follow their own misguided ideas. Do you know how many people I know who used to follow the Lord, but now they follow their own ideas? Good luck with that, buddy. I'm following the Lord. How about you? I'm trying to protect you from being deceived, because I'm amazed today by how many people follow their own ideas rather than follow the truth of God's word. Anything that disagrees with the word of God is a lie. It is a deception. Yet many Christians today won't listen to God's word. I know of Christians who leave their husband and won't listen to what God's word says about it. I try and help them, but they won't receive it. I just heard about a pastor. I read about a pastor who went to a spiritual medium because he wanted to speak to his deceased father. Can I tell you, when you go to a spiritual medium, you are not talking to your deceased loved one. You are talking to a demon, and you are giving that demon access to your life. But see, this New Age philosophy, it adopts principles that are actually biblical, but doesn't give any credit to the Lord, doesn't talk anything about Jesus. Because as I said to you, people want the benefit that the principle brings, but they don't want to acknowledge God in their life because they don't want to be accountable to Him. But can I tell you, we are all going to give an account to God. Whether you want to or whether you don't, you are going to give an account to God. You don't give an account to me, you're going to give an account to the Lord, every one of us. Amen? So speaking words of blessing is a biblical truth. God does it, and He told us to do it. So what I want to do this morning is I want to give you some declarations from the Word of God that you can speak over your life. And as you do, blessings are going to begin to show up in your life. Blessings are going to begin to manifest in your life. All of these declarations that I'm going to share with you are based on the Word of God. And so I'm going to give you some scriptures because I want you to know the things that you're saying, where it comes from. I want you to know why you should declare these things, because the Bible says it. If God says this about me, then that's what I'm going to say about me. When you say what God says about you, you are speaking words of life. Are you with me so far? All right. So that was my introduction. I'm just joking. Here we go. I'm going to give you a few scriptures, then we're going to make a declaration. And I'm going to give you a few scriptures, and then we're going to make a declaration. And then at the end of it, if you've got that paper that we came in with today, that outline that we do every week, this is the outline of the message, I've given you the full declaration that you can take home and begin to say it over your life every day. Are you ready? In Genesis 12, verse 2, God said, I will bless you and I will make you famous and you will be a blessing to others. In Genesis 13, verse 2, it says, Abram was very rich in livestock and silver and gold. In Galatians 3:13, it says, Christ has redeemed us, rescued us from the curse pronounced by the law. It says, when he was hung on the cross, he took upon himself the curse for our wrongdoing. For it is written in the scriptures, cursed is everyone that is hung on a tree. Through Christ Jesus, God has blessed the Gentiles with the same blessing he promised to Abraham, so that those who are believers might receive the promise of the Holy Spirit through faith. Verse 29 says, now that you belong to Christ, you are the true children of Abraham. You are his heirs, and God's promise to Abraham belongs to you. So God said to Abram, I'm going to bless you. I'm going to make you a blessing. And the Bible says God made Abram very rich. And the Bible says Christ has redeemed us from the curse so that the same blessing that was on Abraham could come on us. You with me so far? 2 Corinthians 8, verse 9. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you through his poverty might become rich. Jesus became poor so that I could become rich. Is that what the Bible says? All right, so say this. Say, I am blessed like Abraham was. I have been redeemed from the curse of poverty. Jesus became poor so that I could become rich. I am rich. I am wealthy. I am prosperous. I am blessed, and I am a blessing. Psalm 35, 27, the Lord delights in the prosperity of his servant. It makes God happy when you prosper. 3 John verse 2, beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper, that thou mayest prosper and be in health even as thy soul prospers. God says, I wish above all things that you may prosper and that you may be in health just as your soul prospers. Psalm 112, verse 1, blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who delights greatly in his commandments. His descendants will be mighty on the earth. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Wealth and riches will be in his house. And his righteousness endures forever. The Bible says when you fear the Lord, when you honor the Lord, when you follow the Lord, wealth and riches will be in your house. I never said it. I'm telling you what God said. The Living Bible says he will be wealthy. The Passion Bible says everyone who loves the Lord and delights in him will cherish his words and be blessed beyond expectation. Their descendants will be prosperous, influential. Every generation of godly lovers will experience his favor. Great blessing and wealth fills the house of the wise, for their integrity endures forever. So let's make a declaration. Say, God delights in my prosperity. It is God's will that I prosper. Because I fear the Lord, I am beyond blessed. I am wealthy. I choose wealth. Wealth flows into my life every day. My children are prosperous. Great blessing, wealth, riches fill my house. I attract favor and good fortune effortlessly. Philippians 4, verse 19, and my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. My God shall supply all your need. Psalm 23, verse 1, because the Lord is my shepherd, I have everything I need. The Passion Bible says, I always have more than enough. Verse 5 says, my cup overflows with blessings. Psalm 34, verse 9, all who fear him will feast with plenty. Even the strong and the wealthy grow weak and hungry, but those who passionately pursue the Lord will never lack any good thing. Say this, say, my God supplies all my needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. The Lord is my shepherd. I don't lack anything. I always have More than enough money, because I'm willing to receive it. Money is abundant. It's available to me. My income is limitless. Money comes to me in expected ways and unexpected ways. I'm about to receive more money than I could ever imagine. Deuteronomy 28, verse 1. It shall come to pass if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God to observe carefully all his commandments which I command you today, that the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you because you obey the voice of the Lord your God. Deuteronomy 8, verse 18. You shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant which he swore to our fathers as it is this day. The Living Bible says he gives you power to become rich. Proverbs 10:22, the blessing of the Lord makes one rich, and he adds no sorrow with it. Are you ready? Say this, because I obey the Lord, I'm overflowing with blessings. Blessings are chasing me down. They're overtaking me. God has given me the power to get wealth. I have the power to attract wealth into my life. The blessing of the Lord is making me rich. I am a money magnet. Money comes to me. It flows into my life continually. Deuteronomy 28, verse 8. The Lord will command the blessing on you in your storehouses and to all to which you set your hand. He will bless you in the land in which the Lord your God has given you. Deuteronomy 28, verse 11. The Lord will give you prosperity. Verse 12, the Lord will open to you his good treasure, the heavens, to give rain to your land in its season, to bless all the work of your hand. You shall lend to many nations, but you shall not borrow. Say this, everything I put my hand to, it prospers. The Lord gives me prosperity. My actions create prosperity. The rate of money that I earn is growing exponentially. I am constantly creating more wealth, more income streams. I handle massive wealth effortlessly. I don't need to borrow. I'm financially free, independent. I am debt free in the name of Jesus. Joshua 1 verse 8. God said to Joshua, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. If I will meditate in the word of God, do what it says, and don't let it depart from my mouth. In other words, if I will say what God says and do what God says and believe what God says, I'll make my way prosperous. Is that what it said? Isaiah 1 verse 19. If you will only obey, I'll make you rich. Job 36, 11. If they listen and obey him, then they will be blessed with prosperity throughout their life. Malachi 3, verse 10, bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house, and try me now in this, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out such blessing that there will not be room enough to receive it. Say this, say, because I obey God, he's making me rich. I am blessed with prosperity throughout my life. Because I am a tither, the windows of heaven are open above me, and God is pouring blessings on me. Amen. Jesus said in Luke 6, verse 38, give generously, and generous gifts will be given back to you. Shaken together, shaken down to make room for more, abundant gifts will pour upon you with such an overflowing measure that it will run over the top. Your measurement of generosity becomes the measurement of your return. Proverbs 11:24. Generosity brings prosperity, and withholding from charity brings poverty. Those who live to bless others will have blessings heaped upon them, and the one who pours out his life to pour out blessings will be saturated with favor. 2 Corinthians 9, verse 6, a stingy sower will reap a meager harvest, but the one who sows from a generous spirit will reap an abundant harvest. Say this, say, I give generously. I am an extravagant giver, and generous gifts are given back to me. My generosity brings prosperity. I am generous to bless others, and blessings are heaped on me. I sow generously, and I reap abundantly. The more I give, the more I receive. The more money I have, the more people I can help. Amen. Now, how about we say them all together? Can you handle that? Because really, I want to encourage you to take this paper and say this every day. In fact, I would encourage you to say it two or three times a day. And I want you to come and tell me, Pastor Steve, let me tell you what has happened since I started making those daily declarations. I want to tell you what has happened in my life. It is just unbelievable. This unexpected door opened for me. And this blessing just came upon me. And this promotion, you watch and see. How many believe God's word is true? God's word is true. You watch and see. You have people out there promoting daily affirmations to manifest money, and they've latched on.